This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care and Center. Patient first name is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name is Towler, T-O-W-L-E-R. Date of birth is 7/28/1941. Date of evaluation is 9/6/2022. HPI history, page complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, and assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 81 years old widowed male who was admitted here on 8/23/2022 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. This chart indicates history of urinary tract infection, diabetes, unspecified inflammatory spondylopathy, history of falls, syncope, hyperlipidemia, restless leg syndrome, obstructive sleep apnea, pulmonary hypertension, non-rheumatic mitral valve insufficiencies, peripheral vascular disease, pressure ulcer of sacral region, patient talked about his multiple medical problems and physical limitations and history of dependence on his children. He reports that he used to be a very active person. He lives with his two daughters and reports that one daughter has MS. And the oldest daughter had back surgery done. Reports that his sons switched to working at General Motors and it's a new job. Period. Patient reports that his wife passed away 4 years ago. He acknowledged feeling down at times, but also talked about history of neuropathy. He was admitted here on duloxetine. Milligram once a day, which could have been used to improve his mood as well as neuropathy. He's also on Zoloft 100 milligram once a day. Appeared he denied any suicidal ideation, intent or plans. He denied any paranoia, delusional thinking or hallucinations. He was evaluated by a psychologist from our service on August 29, 2022. Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, ears, eyes, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, denied prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied prior psychiatric hospitalization, denied prior suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest grade college, current occupation, retired purchaser for Ford Motor Company, current relationship, widowed, number of children, 3. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, view, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history, patient is a former smoker, alcohol, denied alcohol use, drugs, patient denied any substance abuse, current medications all after 100 milligram once a day and duloxetine 30 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 99 or 58, pulse 74, respiration 20. Next paragraph, panel says examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, limitations, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, any auditory visual hallucinations, attention concentration impaired, fun of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild of 33.0, plans continue Zoloft as prescribed, period patient is also on duloxetine, which might have been prescribed for his neuropathic pain symptoms, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, notify our service for any persistent mood changes, period, patient does not seem to be in any danger to self or others, notify our service for any increase in depression, here will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative requirements, side effects of SSRI, SNRI, risk benefit statement. Based on findings of my assessment above, steady goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.